When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
All right, gentlemen, I want you to repeat after me just how I do it. Ready?
In just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall.
Be a DJ.
You do?
150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Tests are expanding on the drug remdesivir as a potential treatment for the new coronavirus. It came out of research on treatments for the Ebola virus a few years ago. President Trump's been promoting an anti-malarial drug, also not fully tested for COVID-19.
We have stockpiled 29 million pills of the hydroxychloroquine. 29 million. A lot of drugstores have them by prescription, and also, and they're not expensive. We're sending them to various labs, our military. We're sending them to the hospitals. We're sending them all over.
Joe Biden tells ABC it's not clear moving the Democrats' National Convention from July to August will be enough, that it may have to be a virtual event.
The idea of holding a convention is going to be necessary, but we may not be able to put 10, 20, 30,000 people in one place, and that's very possible.
America's listening to Fox News.
great boss would ask me to stay. I wish it was a normal Monday. Eating lunch at Subway. Boring and mundane. Guess it's better than unpaid. I wish it was a normal Monday.
Don't we all wish it was a normal Monday? It's going to be a nice Monday.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Seniors, they don't want you to worry and be home alone. They have a team to move you to Caravita Village at their cost. Just do not be alone. Call today to discuss your options. Go to CaravitaVillage.com.
Boy, what a beautiful weekend of weather it was. And that put a smile on a lot of folks' faces. I was in my backyard and I could watch little puffs of smoke from different lawns down the neighborhood, you know. People were grilling out. So was I. Very warm day today. Did you see that full moon a little while ago?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Was it spectacular?
It may still be visible.
5:45 it set. But it will be back up at, yep. But it'll rise again at 5:44 p.m. That's right. So, great full moon out there.
That's the pink one that's very close.
Well, yeah, it's called the pink moon every April, but this one is close proximity to the Earth, so it looked really, really spectacular this morning. Very warm day today with a high around 87. Hey, I just thought I mentioned the record high is 89 from 1880. The record is probably safe, but who knows, you know? Good bit of sunshine today, dry, mild. Tonight we are, I think we're going to stay dry. Overnight low temperature is 64. Tomorrow showers and thunderstorms become likely, especially by midday into the afternoon. A lot of folks are saying, bring it on, we need some rain. Smaller rain chance by Tuesday night. High tomorrow, 81. Warmer in the mid-80s at least Wednesday and Thursday. Risk of some spotty thunderstorms around the area. And then much cooler on Friday. Easter weekend forecast, forget about it. We don't know. It's a low-confidence forecast. The European model says severe thunderstorms on Easter Sunday. The GFS says a nice day. What do? You just drop back and you punt. Right now this morning, we have mostly clear skies. It's 57, pleasantly cool at 6:08. Our friends at Plumbing by Luke Wire want you to know that they are ready to take care of you and all your plumbing needs in the River Region. And all the techs at Plumbing by Luke Wire take the highest care to keep your family safe when it comes to when they come to your home. So, you know, they're not going to send out a sick employee to your house. They're not going to have a temperature, all right? They understand that plumbing is going to be a problem whether we're in a crisis or not. In fact, plumbing always picks the worst time to be a problem. So they're ready to go 24 hours a day to take care of your problem, and they never charge overtime. They do ask you one thing, though. If, let's say somebody in your family has been ill, let the dispatcher know so that they can take extra precautions for their employee, make sure that they're wearing gloves and stuff like that and hand sanitizers. But at Plumbing by Luke Wire, they're ready to go right now to take care of you. 264-9666. If you call that number right now, you're going to get an answer. Or you can visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab, Alabama certification number 84417.
Monday morning.
Rise and shine.
My God, let's go. Time to start the day. Time to get off.
Are we doing this again?
Why are we doing this again?
Absolutely not. We're not doing this again.
Do you have a better idea?
Why, yes. As a matter of fact, I do.
I'm going back to sleep.
No, you can't do that.
Why not?
You've got a show to put on.
Let's do it. Okay, showtime.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our rocket scientist of the day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
It's a dual award today, and this is to salute ingenuity during the coronavirus crisis. The NBA and ESPN are planning to do a horse competition. Now, we're not talking horse as in...
I am Paul Bruchel.
what are we talking about?
The game we used to play in the alley with our... when our parents bought us those hoops, where you take a shot from a certain spot, and then the next guy has to take the shot if you sink it, if you sink yours, then the next player has to sink his shot from the same spot, and then you keep moving until somebody misses, and then if somebody misses your shot, you get a H.
Okay.
So I'm assuming that this being, you know, they're going to use professional basketball players, we could see some pretty tricky stuff.
What's the ESPN guy back?
Chris Berman.
Yeah, Chris needs to do that.
I've watched the 2015 Home Run Derby.
I saw that. I watched that. Did you see the All-Star game before it? No?
I didn't watch the game. Okay. I watched the Derby with Giancarlo Stanton.
Yeah. What does our friend in New York say about Carlo when he introduces us? You know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about our friend
Sterling.
John Sterling on Yankees baseball.
Says something in Spanish. You almost said me, Pablo Giancarlo.
That's it. John Sterling.
I have no idea what I just said, but it sounds like that. It sounds an awful lot like that. I miss John Sterling on Sunday afternoons.
I know.
It's a routine. Anyway, I listened to a little bit of the Baseball Network yesterday just to see what the latest is.
Are they still thinking about Arizona?
That's a possibility. Neutral sites are a possibility. Starting the season July 1st looks like the most realistic date, but you never know if they come up with something.
Oh, July 1st? Is that what you said?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so it's really...
Maybe in neutral sites, and it may be without fans.
It's really been moved up.
And I think the... Oh, yeah. Well, who knows? I don't know what to believe anymore. There are so many conflicting stories out there from reputable sites about, for example, a lot of it has to do with the projections from this model, which has been wrong from the get-go, the one that the adorable Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx are using. They were predicting numbers of ICU beds and ventilators in need by today. It's well below that. Everything is well below what they were expecting. Not that they want to alarm us, because now they're saying this week could be 9/11 in Pearl Harbor. Yeah,
but they're also saying, yes, they are saying that, but they're also saying this could be the worst week. In other words, which means next week would be not the worst week.
We start to see the number of cases drop. That's a good thing. Now, when that gives us permission to go back to normal, who knows? When you think about it, I studied the governor's order on Friday after I gave my opinion about it on the air.
I didn't hear what you said, but I heard about it.
I had requests on Saturday to just replay when we were here. And thanks to Eddie Bader and Seth Spotlow for helping out over the weekend. And we're going to do it again next weekend, too.
Thanks for the mess, Seth. Appreciate that.
Yeah. Yeah, we have our official. Did you get yours?
Oh, yes, I did.
I've got mine in the car. I keep it in the car with my badge. You carry your badge in the car?
Well,
I keep it with me, yeah.
We're going to deal with badges and things like that in just a little moment, because our most electrifying story of the day is right around the corner.
We don't need no stinking badges.
It happened yesterday.
Oh.
I also got my Spot Crime Weekly Report.
I saw that yesterday, too. Is crime down because of what's going on?
I can tell you. No, actually, it looks like that service has been... They don't have any information.
Sorry, but it looks like we have no information.
That doesn't mean we've had no crime. We know better than that.
I'm curious if crime has gone down. I don't know.
You are not... I have no statistic, but we can certainly check it out. But even if it's down, it's going to make a comeback just like everything else from the stock market on, and the sooner the better. Buttoning down your home, your business, especially if you have to close a business right now because you're not covered under the governor's order, we want to know that it's at least protected. Call Mark and Vicky at Applied Security, and they can lock it down for you. They can make sure that when you're open, you're protected, and then when you're not open, they're looking out for you with everything from high-tech video monitoring to systems that are just non-negotiable. They've been doing this for four decades, and they protect us here at Blue Water. Their number is 279-8338, 279-8338. That's Mark and Vicky at Applied Security. Their Alabama Electronic Security Board permit is number 276. At a quarter after, we got your local news and the Williams Hall Wake Up next.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Alabama is now under an emergency stay-at-home order. The order went into effect Saturday evening at 5. Now, there are some exceptions, including performing essential activities like buying food or obtaining essential services and going to work at a business that is deemed essential. Alabama is now approaching 2,000 confirmed coronavirus cases. The Alabama Department of Public Health has confirmed at least 31 deaths from COVID-19 and continues to investigate others. At least 200 people are hospitalized statewide. And Andalusia police are investigating a drive-by shooting Friday night on Packer Avenue. Police say shots were fired into a car in a home. A woman and child were inside the home but were not injured. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
How's your Monday?
Excruciatingly awful.
I don't have to tell you things are bad.
That sounds like it could be bad.
Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job.
It's called the American Jobs Act.
Banks are going bust.
Bank of America customers, vote with your feet.
I want you to get up right now and go to the window and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell and I'm not going to take this anymore.
I can't take it anymore.
Revolutionary in his field, Dr. Bonatti created, perfected, and patented the Bonatti spine procedures. Using his genius, Bonatti invented the precise tools necessary to minimize surgery, scarring, anesthesia, and recovery. So successful are the Bonatti spine procedures, they consistently reflect 98.75% patient satisfaction. 60,000 procedures have been performed exclusively at our location. Nearly half our patients have suffered from failed back and neck surgeries at other facilities. Bonatti succeeds where others fail.
Jenny King, the King of Clean. Hi, this is Chance Inman, President and COO of Jenny King Golf Coast, with some ways to protect yourself and those around you from the coronavirus. Wash your hands often and thoroughly. Cover coughs and sneezes with your elbow. Disinfect high-touch surfaces regularly. Use non-contact methods for greeting others and avoid touching your face. Following these steps, as well as social distancing, should help all of us stay healthy. Please stay safe and keep it clean out there.
Jenny King, the King of Clean.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the Williams Hill Wake Up at 6:18. Always stuffed with something funny, too. Oh, God.
Break your butt up!
Sometimes, when you have a problem, it helps to talk to people with the same problem.
My name is Frank, and I didn't like the Tiger King.
That's why there's Tiger King Anonymous.
The entire thing made me feel unclean.
That's because there's no one to root for in the Tiger King.
At first, I was rooting for Carol Baskin, but then, holy crap!
I kind of felt bad for the guy with no legs, and then I was like, screw these people!
And there's no escape from its addictive grip.
Every social media post is about it. Even O.J. Simpson made a video. O.J. Simpson!
Tiger King Anonymous, the support group that will eventually meet once it's safe to meet in groups again.
And why isn't that guy wearing a shirt?
Huh? I think the electric just fell.
we lost the electric.
We'll unplug Mr. Electric. Rich, you reach down and put that back in the socket. It's
electric. Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
Big discussion right now is weighing the social distancing and the efforts to stem the spread of coronavirus versus living in a police state. And living in a police state is not acceptable. Yesterday, a woman who just went out for a drive in her car got pulled over and arrested because she wasn't going somewhere specific. And no less a person than Senator Ted Cruz stood up and said, this is not acceptable. Resist authoritarianism. Don't abuse power. Driving a car alone is not a public health threat unless, of course, you are a lousy driver.
Doesn't it remind you of those World War II movies? Where, show me your papers.
It does. It does. With a little help from Jacqueline Tomlinson, going through Governor Ivey's proclamation Friday, uh-huh. We have, in fact, I talked to our buddy Elizabeth from Gypsy Poodle. Mm-hmm. And she is allowed to be, because they're pet caretakers and they're specifically identified.
I hope her business is booming in a situation like this.
Well, some of her groomers have kids who are home from school.
Oh.
So it's kind of just down to her.
Yeah.
We'll be seeing her in a couple of weeks, but she's doing well. And
you'll have my business again someday, I promise.
She, such a sweetheart.
She is. They sent a really nice card about Bailey. That was above and beyond the Call of Duty, I thought.
Saturday, I drove out to Fitzpatrick Greenhouses.
What a nice drive on a great day.
Oh, it's just past mile marker 22 as you're going east, mm-hmm. And it was a beautiful day. Their flowers and tomato plants and everything, they're amazing and very, very reasonably priced. And I did a whole slew of new color in the backyard.
Did you pick up some Better Boy?
I did. Got a whole pallet for $12.
Good.
24 plants.
Have you planted yet?
No? Haven't planted them yet. I got the flowers taken care of and repotted. Me. This is not normally what I do in April, is replant flowers, but man, the colors are vivid and beautiful.
Never known you to be a pot guy.
Well, I don't know if I've told you this. I never even smoked the stuff until I worked for a group called Sticks.
Sticks!
Yeah, it was peer pressure. That's how that happened. Now that, anyway, the whole point of it was so therapeutic to make that drive. It's about 20, 25 minutes at the most. And it was so beautiful. And you just feel so away from it all. Apparently, that's what this woman in Pennsylvania was doing, and she got arrested for it, and that just is not acceptable. And some troll named Gino from Colorado, no less, starts putting up all kinds of signage on my link. I just deleted all his crap and blocked him, so we won't have to worry about him, for those of you who are letting me know. He's gone, as Hall & Oates once said. And don't forget, Mr. Electric, those are essential services. They're totally COVID compliant. Mm-hmm. If you need an installation, a repair, or any type of work, call them at 245-1566 or visit Mr. Electric of Montgomery.com. It is 6:24. We have our first look at the roads. In fact, I'm going to go down and see just what's out there this morning. And then we'll have the timeline for April the 6th. I just remembered somebody's birthday for today. I hate her.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Skipper Pools for weekly service, equipment, and liner replacements, and a sparkling pool all summer. 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. Skipper Pools.
Well, good morning.
morning. Hope everything's going good for you on this Monday, April 6th. We have some congestion on the East South Boulevard this morning. Troy Highway back to Baptist. A little congestion on the North Boulevard. But other than that, we're looking pretty good this morning. I-65 and 85, light to moderate traffic. Still light to moderate mostly around the Boulevard. And the 31s are all still pretty light headed into Montgomery this morning. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Are you tired of that dead-end job? You can change it all right now. Go to TrenthamState.edu and enroll. Trenham State, your new career and a brighter future are just a click away. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Looking for insurance? Or maybe you're just not satisfied with your current carrier. How does quality coverage with local service at competitive rates sound to you? The folks at MyStark offer just that. Bundle your car, home, life insurance, and more to save hundreds with them. As an independent agency with over 20 of the top-rated national carriers like Travelers, Cincinnati, Auto Owners, Progressive, Encompass, Chubb, and Pure, to name a few, MyStark is sure to find the perfect match for you and your loved ones. Their reputation speaks for itself, as it is unrivaled in the River Region. Since their inception in 1929, almost 90 years ago, they've gotten to know the city well and have a staff equipped to bring you the best customer service. They chose a dog as their mascot for a reason. Dog is man's best friend. So let Starkey be yours. Quote with them and they'll have Starkey sniff out the best coverage for you. Find them on Facebook at facebook.com/MyStark Insurance and on Instagram and Twitter under MyStark. You can visit their site at MyStark.com or call them at 334-263-5535 for quotes from multiple carriers.
Hello, Central Alabama. Have you ever seen anything like the chaos and uncertainty surrounding this coronavirus? I know I haven't. This is Al Crosby, president of Crosby Electric, and if you are like me, you really don't quite know what to make of it all. Allow me to share a verse from God's Word that has brought me great comfort over the years. Psalm 46, verse 1 states, God is our protection and our strength. He always helps in times of trouble. Well, friends, no matter what you think about how this virus situation is being handled, I think we can all agree that we are in trouble. And I want to submit to you that we have only one source of supernatural help, of unchangeable hope and peace, and that is the Lord and His Word. Please join me in praying for our city and our country and all the medical workers and first responders who are putting themselves in harm's way for us. I truly believe our best days are ahead. God bless you and be safe.
47 years and still running strong, Ward's Yamaha, Suzuki, Kawasaki, Polaris, Honda, and Can-Am is alive and well in Troy, Alabama. 47 years still running strong, whether it's wave runners or side-by-sides during the hunting season, you can count on Ward's Yamaha. See AJ, Troy, or Amber. They'll be glad to take care of business where you get service after the sale on 231 South in Troy.
Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar, and I just want to tell you, if you're in business or got an event coming up and want to do some advertising, wisely spent dollars are spent down here at Blue Water Broadcasting. All the guys are nice, easy to work with, and I see results, I guarantee you.
Radio advertising is an investment in the success of your business. It grows traffic, creates demand, and generates more revenue. Call us and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's a cold day, right?
Get your peanuts and Cracker Jack and listen to the timeline for April 6th with your host, Rich Thomas.
That would be a Monday. We were all saying, what day is this? It is a Monday, the 97th day of the year, 269 days remain. On National Student Athlete Day, I see great things. I see a lot of student athletes running in my neighborhood, and I like seeing that. Staying in shape, and I have to close all my activity rings every single day. It's imperative. Tomorrow is National Beer Day, which would make today New Beer's Eve. I saw a report over the weekend. Alcohol sales are up 55% in the United States last week from the same week last year.
The social and economic damage from this disease.
It's going to... Exactly.
It's not, already bad.
It's not the coronavirus. It's all the associated stuff. Good or not, that's how many Americans are handling this. On this date in 1830, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints was organized by Joseph Smith in Fayette, New York. You know them as the Mormons. 1896, Olympic Games, the long tradition of ancient Greece, are reborn in Athens. There were 1,500 years being banned by a Roman emperor. So at the opening of the Athens Games, the king of Greece greeted a crowd of 60,000 and welcomed athletes from 13 nations. This is when they started wearing clothes at the Olympics. 1917, the United States officially enters World War I as the House of Representatives endorses a declaration by a vote of 373-50 to enter the war. On this date in 1909, Robert Perry accomplishes a long, elusive dream, or did he? Did he reach the North Pole? Well, decades after Perry's death, navigational errors in his travel log surfaced, placing the expedition in probably a few miles short of its goal. On the date in 1930, the Hostess Twinkies were invented.
We have a true the baloney on that.
Is that right? The urban legend is that Twinkies have a shelf life for many years. That's not true. They have a shelf life of about 25 days. Now, have we all eaten a Twinkie that is older than 25 days? Sure we have.
Yes.
On the date of 1965, the Beach Boys went into the Western Recording Studios in Hollywood, started working on a Brian Wilson, Mike Love song called California Girls. They recorded 44 takes of the backing track. And then Brian Wilson said, okay, we'll go with that. He was a perfectionist. On this date in 67, the first master tape of the Beatles' new album, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, was made. And, of course, that was inspired by the Beach Boys' Pet Sounds. Now, our song of the day, and it's actually a medley of two songs from a Broadway musical from 1969. When the moon, you see, is in the seventh house and Jupiter aligns with Mars, then peace will guide the planets and love will stir the stars. It's the dawning of the age of Aquarius. Fifth Dimension on your timeline this morning, 6:33. With Marilyn McCoo there. That is a good one. 47 years ago today in 1973, baseball died a little bit. I know you can disagree with me. Ron Bloomberg of the New York Yankees became the first designated hitter in the pros. I'm not a fan of the DH. It exists in the AL. Someday it'll be in the NL too, but I'm more a baseball purist. The DH is not real baseball. For opposing viewpoints, you can call 272-928. I know you like the DH.
It's not that. It's just that with the money they pay pitchers now, $30-35 million a year. It happened to some guy, a Japanese pitcher for the Yankees, in an interleague game. He had to bat, and he was having a great season, and he busted his leg up running the bases, and that was that.
Yeah. But it changes the strategy. I mean, the strategy is so much different when the pitcher has to bat. 1987, on this day, Gene Autry becomes the first person ever honored with 5 stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. 1 for 5 categories, motion picture, television, radio, records, and live theater. On this date in 92, Barney and Friends debuts on PBS. 22 years ago in 98, died too young, legend Tammy Wynette died in her home in Nashville. She was just 55. Not sure what the cause of death was. 4 years ago in 2016, Merle Haggard died at his ranch on his 79th birthday. That's real country, Merle Haggard. Birthdays today, Zach Braff is a very young 45. He was the JD on Scrubs, which is a pretty good show. Paul Rudd is 51. Mary Lou Henner is 68. She has a memory. She can remember every single little detail of every day of her life, including what people were wearing and weird things about...
Photographic memory?
Yeah, but it's not photographic. It's called something else. It would drive me crazy.
Yeah.
I don't want to remember certain days
That
detailed.
Yeah.
John Ratzenberger is 73. We know him as Cliff Clavin on Cheers, but he is probably one of the biggest voiceover guys in animated movies over the years. He's done tons and tons of them. Billy Dee Williams is 83 today. Wow. I mentioned Merle Haggard's birthday. Now we're down to countdowns. We're 6 days away from Easter Sunday. Can't do anything about that. It's definitely going to come. I saw the Pope celebrate Mass from St. Peter's with, you know, just a handful of priests there. 34 days till Mother's Day, Memorial Day in 48 days. Thanksgiving will be extra special this year, 233 days away, and Christmas Day is 262 days. That's the timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas. You mentioned real country music. I watched a movie I had not seen in its entirety in a long time. The Last Picture Show.
Yeah, I've seen that.
And there's some real old, including a Hank song. In fact, it's a Hank song that plays over the closing credits on the film. And it's a really interesting movie. I remember seeing it in the theater.
Who was the director of that? Who was
Peter Bogdanovich. Yeah. And it's, I think, the one and only time that Cybill Shepherd is completely naked on screen.
Mm-hmm. It's about a little town in Texas, is it?
Yeah. I don't know if it's a fake town or a real one, but yeah, it's...
Very interesting characters.
Very. Very well done.
Done in black and white?
Black and white, yeah.
Did you see any of the Tiger King this weekend?
I did not get to do that. Okay. I promised I would have something to say by this afternoon, so I still have the early afternoon to do that. Good. Depends on how much crap news there is out there. Here's Rich with today's forecast.
Oh, nothing. Can you say Rich? Can you sing Rich Thomas Weather?
Rich Thomas Weather.
The jingles, jingle people. You'll never be a jingle guy.
No.
Very. He auditioned for PAMS and they said no, and JAMS said no. Very warm day today with a high around 87. The record is 89. I think the record's probably safe. Good bit of sunshine today, dry, mild, and tonight's overnight low temperature down to about 64. Tomorrow now, showers and thunderstorms return to the picture. They become more likely, especially by midday and into the afternoon hours. A somewhat smaller chance of showers Tuesday night. Tomorrow's high 81, mid-80s Wednesday and Thursday, risk of a few spotty thunderstorms both days. Much cooler Friday. The Easter weekend is question mark, question mark, question mark. Two different models with two completely different ideas. One suggesting severe weather, one saying, nah, nothing problem, no problems at all. Right now this morning, cooler. It's 57 degrees out there with southeast winds at 5 miles per hour. Mostly clear, 639.
Let's get a traffic update in, then we're going to join TV Land on CBS 8 ABC 32.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Good morning, Montgomery. Skywatch traffic. We have a little bit of congestion at some of the major intersections around the Boulevard. Eastern Boulevard at I-85, also Northern Boulevard at Jackson Ferry, and Highway 80 into I-65 right there at that merge. little bit busy this morning. I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery, light to moderate traffic, as well as the Boulevard and the 31s inbound. At Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, you can avoid the crowds. Tell them what you want. They'll bring the vehicle to you for your own private test drive. Call Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. They'll do the rest. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Chait.
Been in a wreck? Can't afford to go see a doctor? Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed as greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
It's showtime! Okay, waiting to make our connection with Ryan. We're still doing the social distancing combo. And the dumbest products that we...
Hoarded. I have too many condiments. Not condoms, condiments.
Starting your day the right way with Rising.
BuzzFeed recently asked, when the whole panic buying thing first started, what's the dumbest thing people immediately stocked up on? Some of the answers include 8 giant bottles of ketchup, 3 tubs of hummus, even though no one in their family eats it, and about 4 years worth of mayonnaise. So let's see what Greg Budell bought. Let's head over to News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys.
What would you say you bought too much of?
I don't really know. Chocolate, maybe.
Chocolate?
All right. Yeah.
I'm overstocked on eggs. I eat a certain amount of eggs, but I have too many eggs.
We're with you on the eggs, but what we had to do is we got one of those giant containers that has like 3.5 dozen.
Right.
The box.
Yep.
And then we have an empty container in the other refrigerator because there's not room for it in one, so we have to transfer eggs from the big container to the little one, so it makes sense.
And another thing, I have too many chips and, you know, like Doritos and regular chips, and I only eat chips on sports days.
Yeah, and there have been a lot of those lately.
Oh, yeah, a lot of sports on.
You may want to stock up because the NBA says they're going to play that game of horse. Soon, that could be breaking the sports drought.
Well,
we got
sports.
Too many chips and crackers that we will never use that go with nothing.
Exactly.
Although they do last a long time.
What have you overbought?
I haven't overbought anything.
No?
I really haven't.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just me. It's just you.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't go nuts with anything.
Yeah, well, apparently a lot of folks were panicking on toilet paper and bought too much toilet paper.
There's a joke or a meme going around the internet that says, my house got toilet paper. It's now appraised at $875,000. There's slot machines where it pays off in sheets of toilet paper and all kinds of stuff. I've never seen anything like this.
Ryan, what do you have too much of there over there? Did you buy a lot of dog food for the boys?
No, I really didn't stock up on anything. I keep my pantry fairly stocked already. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I did pick up an extra loaf of bread, a little bit of extra lunch meat, and just froze it. I mean, because you can freeze that kind of stuff just in case. But nothing really. I figured if it really got bad, I can make it to my parents' house in Birmingham, and they are stocked up for years. So.
Yeah.
You know, one thing that's listening to people talk from a safe social distance.
Mm-hmm.
People who are trying to hoard are getting a lot of grief at the checkout lines. No, people are now speaking out when they see somebody who is obviously buying more than they need, especially on something that's in short supply.
I saw a guy with a buggy full of just water, just overflowing with water. And I said, is there any left back there? I said it like that, you know.
And then he went and said, I got yelled at by Rich Thomas at the store today.
We mentioned in the timeline that alcohol sales last week were up 55% from the same week last year.
Yeah.
People were hoarding on that.
Well, a lot of the alcohol manufacturers are converting production to hand sanitizer, so there may be limited shortages here and there.
Did you hear the production of Corona stopped over the weekend?
Yeah. You know, that doesn't that strike you as dumb?
Right.
The beer has nothing to do with the virus, yet here's a company that they may never go, who knows if they'll be able to come back from this. True. It's sad. The social damage from this is really starting to pile up, and now we're under this new clampdown. There was a woman in Pennsylvania who just went out for a drive, wasn't going in public, had no social distancing issue, and the police arrested her.
They pulled her over and asked her where she was going, and she didn't have a good answer?
No, so they arrested her. I mean, I'm sorry, that's way too far. You're not.
Well, Greg, I want to know if you loaded up on cases of spam.
I don't like spam. My dad tried to teach us how to eat that stuff when we were kids because I guess he ate a lot of it in the Navy during the war. And unless you really blacken it, it's spam.
My freezer has a record amount of chicken breast and beef and, well, roast beef and ground beef and a steak. So I have a record amount in my freezer.
We don't have 8 bottles of Heinz ketchup. That's one of the items that was hoarded. I don't think we've hoarded anything.
Right? I didn't hoard any wrap, but I just heard one.
And then 4 years of mayonnaise.
Yeah, right.
You can't do that because the expiration date's usually 2 years out.
That's true.
So some of that's going to get tossed.
Oh, boy. Have a good one, man.
All right. No telling, guys. People quit hoarding, but share it with others. That's what we're going to learn from today's lesson, boys and girls. So,
oh,
thanks.
From our friends Ryan. Talk 93.1.
He turned Barney on us.
Friday starting at 6.
Hey, Ryan.
Come on, Alex.
All right. Let's talk about Lewis Long for a moment. That is essential. We cannot have our yards turn into overgrown.
Gosh, I hope that doesn't happen.
Well, I don't think it will. As a matter of fact, I've seen a lot of the lawn guys in the neighborhood over the weekend. They're all wearing masks. They often do.
But they do, yeah, on a regular day.
Especially with the pollen being as crazy as it is. That's why we need some rain to wash the pollen down some. Lewis Lawn can not only, if you, for example, have been using a service, money has gotten tight because you're not able to work or whatever, but you still got to cut your grass. Maybe you got a mower sitting in the garage that hasn't worked in 2 years. Bring it to the miracle workers at Lewis Lawn. Their service department is full. They can handle anything. Buddy of mine was moving down to the beach, and he gave me a couple of chainsaws a few years ago. Says, I won't need these down there. He says, they don't start, but all the parts are there. So I brought them to Lewis Lawn, and within 20 minutes, I had them both back, and they were both operating. That's the kind of stuff they can do. Now, if you need something new, there's a new option on the table. It's the Ego product line of chargeable mowers, edgers, and trimmers. They're excellent. They're lightweight, self-propel or push, what, you know, just like regular gasoline-powered mowers. That's a new option for you. All the Steel products, all the Shindawa, and, of course, for mowers, they have everything from the big tractor-style mowers to the zero turns made by Exmark and Echo and Shindawa and, of course, Toro products, which I'm a big fan of. Lewis Lawn, 1135 Northeastern Bypass, 244-9191. They'll be open in 13 shopping minutes, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. Chad Sasser and TJ will look forward to your visit. Here's Bob on the phone.
Hey, I heard you guys just mention condiments, and yeah. I found in my refrigerator a jar of mayonnaise that's never been opened.
Is that right?
And I was wondering, does that stuff actually go bad? I never thought it went bad.
Well, did you look at the expiration date on it, by the way?
Yeah, that's what you said. After 3 years or something, and I guess I just never opened it. It's never been opened, but it's past the expiration date that's on the...
I've used a lot of things that are past the expiration date. It depends on what...
I was going to say, how far past.
Yeah.
And usually, if you don't break the seal...
Yeah.
Now, if you broke the seal, that's a different thing. You've let the air in, but if you don't...
What's the date on it? What's the expiration date on it?
Do you remember?
It was like 2018.
Should be okay.
2018?
Wow.
Look, if you open it and it smells like sulfur, you know it's bad.
Yeah, I know. I mean, if it's made with... Because it's made with eggs and everything else, so...
Gotta be careful.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
It's so inexpensive. I can go get another one. I suppose.
I would just go get another one.
Yep.
Don't
take a chance.
Don't roll those.
Not
dice.
Me. I've been cheating death my whole life. I'm not stopping now.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
All right. Thanks.
All righty. It's 6:48, and the Cheap and Trashy coming up next.
I'm Chris Foster. Tests are expanding on the drug remdesivir as a potential treatment for the new coronavirus. It came out of research on treatments for the Ebola virus a few years ago. President Trump's been promoting an anti-malarial drug also not fully tested for COVID-19.
We have stockpiled 29 million pills of the hydroxychloroquine. 29 million A lot of drugstores have them by prescription, and also, and they're not expensive. We're sending them to various labs, our military. We're sending them to the hospitals. We're sending them all over.
Joe Biden tells ABC it's not clear moving the Democrats' National Convention from July to August will be enough, that it may have to be a virtual event.
The idea of holding a convention is going to be necessary, but we may not be able to put 10, 20, 30,000 people in one place, and that's very possible.
America's listening to Fox News.
When someone drives up to your house, generally the first thing they see is your driveway, your invitation. Someday when you sell your home, your driveway will be the first to speak for how well you've maintained this investment. Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earned in Concrete Technologies. Call us today for all of your concrete needs, your driveway and your swimming pool, as well as complete outdoor living areas, fire pits, fireplaces, stamped and patterned patios, retainer walls, and drainage systems to complete the outdoor living area. Our team's been together for many years, and our goal is to be the best. We have ideas to share and hundreds of pictures on Facebook posted for your viewing. For years, you've seen our trucks in your streets and our signs in your neighbors' yards. Isn't it time you called 334-284-9292? And do follow us on Facebook for hundreds of pictures of current and past projects. Call Penny Earn today, 334-284-9292. 334-284-9292.
Penny Earn Concrete, beautiful changes.
Okay, Marcus commercial, take one.
With a Marcus by Goldman Sachs, no penalty CD. Wait, there's a typo. A no penalty CD? That can't be right.
No, that's right. No penalties. All right, take two.
With a Marcus by Goldman Sachs, no penalty CD, you get a fixed rate of 1.7%. 1.7%?
Let's just get through the script, okay? Take three.
With a Marcus by Goldman Sachs, no penalty CD, you get a fixed rate of 1.7% on your money. There are no penalties if you withdraw your balance early. Come on, man. Even if you withdraw your balance early?
Look, if you're not going to read the script, I could just do it myself.
Okay. With a Marcus by Goldman Sachs, no penalty CD, you get a fixed rate of 1.7% for 7 months on your money. There are no penalties if you withdraw your balance early and you keep the interest you earned. Wow, really?
Yes.
Sign up for a no-penalty CD today. You can money with Marcus by Goldman Sachs. Learn more at Marcus.com.
$500 minimum balance required to earn stated annual percentage yield, which may change before account is funded. May withdraw full balance beginning 7 days after funding. Rates as of March 20th, 2020. Goldman Sachs Bank USA, member FDIC.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
No football, no baseball, gonster crazy, you know. No vodka or pasta, out of marijuana. Paper towels for my bowels, cause they were all sold
out. No toilet paper.
Yeah, I've been quarantined. I'm losing my mind, don't you know. I've got Netflix and all the shows, but already binged them all. And no, I just can't stand the smell of Purell on my hands and all the vices I love my stupid governor has banned. This really sucks, don't you know?
No b-ball, shopping mall, kids driving me loco. Bad mood, yeah, the drama from my baby mama. How long, yo, will this go? Let me back to
tell you. It's either me or my family must go. I'll social distance you from Cabo. Cause this is hell, don't you know?
Yeah.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
And welcome to your Monday edition of the Cheap and Trashy with big breaking news. In fact, let me get your attention.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
There's word that Netflix will be airing a new episode of Tiger King this week.
What?
Yeah. More Tiger King. And supposedly, that's what you're getting, if not this weekend soon.
You're kidding, right?
Jeff Lowe, the guy who now owns Joe Exotic Zoo, and very possibly may have set Joe up in the attempted contract killing of Carol Baskin.
Uh-huh.
In a video message on Saturday, Jeff said, quote, Netflix is adding one more episode. It'll be on next week. They're filming here tomorrow. Take care, stay safe, and put your mask on. Netflix has yet to confirm. How about that?
It's the biggest Netflix coup in a long time.
Isn't that amazing? You talk about timing. I wonder if it weren't for this corona quarantine, if this would be as big as it is.
It wouldn't be as big, I don't think.
Jay, back to you.
I think, like Rich, I don't think it would be as big, but it'd still be this. I mean, just because it's the coronavirus doesn't stop the crazy that's in that thing.
Do you have any more recommendations besides Tiger King, which...
As far as documentary stuff?
Any stuff.
Oh, well, any Ozark Season 3 is out.
Ozark, yeah, I'm in the middle of that. Are you watching it?
Yeah, I'm on episode 3, I think. I'm on 3.
Aunt B tries out for the Mayberry Centennial pageant on Andy Griffith today. Pink had the coronavirus... And it sounds like a 3-year-old son did, too. They were able to get through it.
Did you see where a tiger got the coronavirus?
Yes. I did see that this morning.
Well, that brings up Joe Exotic again. Yeah. What was Joe doing with the tiger?
Let's see. Christopher Cross, who anesthetized us with songs like Sailing 40 years ago, said it was possibly the worst illness I've ever had. But again, it's very inconsistent from person to person. Some people go through this with mild symptoms. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has been hospitalized due to persistent symptoms.
He's got a high temperature.
Singer Anne Marianne Faithfull, who used to be married to who?
Peter?
Mick Jagger, huh? Right? Huh? I think. Let's see.
That's right. As tears go by, that's right. You are correct.
Patricia Bosworth, actress and former New Orleans Saint kicker Tom Dempsey, who is most famous for the longest field goal.
63 yards.
Yeah.
He died at the age of 73.
73. Elton John is putting up $1 million to help prevent people with HIV getting COVID-19. And, you know, there's a lot of celebrities with money, dollar amounts and stuff.
Did you watch Reels last night?
I taped it. I'm going to watch it today.
Okay.
Since there's no Christopher Russo, I may as well watch Epstein not hang himself, right? Selena Gomez, I don't want to show Jeff Gopal, Chris Hemsworth, Lindsay Lohan, sends... Oh, 16 social distancing movies where the characters are on their own. Among them, Castaway, right? He had no problems with social distancing. Quiet Place, The Lighthouse, Bird Box, The Happening. These movies may provide at least the feeling that you're not alone if you watch them. Producers of The Office are going to do another workplace comedy.
Is that right?
If they can cast it as brilliantly and write it as brilliantly, I'd certainly be interested in taking a look at that. And Quibi launches today. That's the new streaming platform for mobile devices featuring shows with episodes that are only 10 minutes or less. 10-minute episodes aren't what we need at the moment, though. We need stuff that'll keep people mesmerized for hours.
Now, I know you line up this show, and you have an idea for where we're going to go later on, but we should maybe, if you wanted to, we can do some social distancing pickup lines.
Oh.
Somewhere this morning. Are you... if you want to do it, let me know, because I got a few, pickup lines that you might want to use during this crisis.
All right. We can do that at some point this morning. Just remind me, and I'll make a space for it, probably around 7:50.
All right, good.
In the 8 o'clock hour, we will play the game that sets Montgomery's head on fire.
Truth or baloney?
And it's all about Twinkies, which you can get cost plus 10 at food outlets. 6:58. We'll have Fox News in 2.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are looking at a little bit of congestion. Highway 80 at I-65 inbound this morning, as well as the Northern Boulevard at Jackson Ferry. And that's about it. We are mostly light to moderate around the boulevard. Light to moderate traffic on I-65 and 85. No issues anywhere this morning, or no accidents into us to pass along to you at this time. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama, both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. Haynes Ambulance for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15 SEER heating and AC unit,
call Vance. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from.